Dick Koos is a retired forester and served previously on the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly. Dave Kiefer also served previously on the Assembly and as borough mayor. He works at the Ketchikan Correctional Center and owns a local business with his wife. Koos and Kiefer are completing three-year elected terms on the Ketchikan City Council. Mark Flora owns All American Auto. He's completing almost 1 year on the council. Flora was appointed last November after KJ Harris resigned. All three candidates say they're not sure why nobody challenged them in this election. Flora noted the competitive races for Assembly and Ketchikan School Board.
So the easiest thing to tell ourselves is, yeah, we're doing such an awesome job that why would anybody want to change? But I honestly don't know why there was no opposition.
The City Council voted earlier this fall to place a question in front of voters that would ban transportation network companies like Uber from operating within city limits. All three candidates say they plan to vote in favor of that ban. They agree that their biggest concern is the lack of local regulatory authority. Kiefer says local cab companies have to follow rules set by local governments.
Uber and Lyft and other groups like that do not. And so therefore we have no local control over those groups. And that's a problem, particularly when it comes to making sure that we are receiving the tax revenue that we're supposed to receive from those groups.
Koos agreed and says he's unhappy that the state forced communities to accept Uber and Lyft without allowing for local regulations. The only action a community can take is an outright ban. Flora has a conflict of interest because a family member owns one of the local cab companies, so on the council he can't vote on anything related to this issue. But he says as a voter, he's in favor of the ban.
I have nothing against Uber or Lyft in theory, but I don't think the playing field is level. And when it comes to tax revenue, we've got no way of knowing effectively who's going to be driving and who's going to be reporting.
The city of Ketchikan is working on plans to expand the downtown cruise ship dock to accommodate larger ships that are expected to start arriving as soon as next summer. Some have questioned whether the docks should expand because perhaps Ketchikan has reached capacity for the number of visitors. The three candidates agree that the port does need to accommodate larger ships because the market is changing. Kiefer says if the port can't take those big ships, we'll see fewer and fewer visitors. But the candidates also agree that Ketchikan may well be at or near capacity. Koos, who works on the dock during the summer tourism season, says whether capacity has been reached depends on the day of the week.
Yes, on certain days we are probably at capacity. And when we throw one of these bigger ships on any one of those days, like a Monday or a Thursday, it's really going to get crunch time. My understanding is at least one of the cruise lines is talking about a bigger ship on a Wednesday, which we don't have many people for.
So Koos says the city should work with the cruise lines to manage the calendar and minimize the impact of larger cruise ships. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.